Just wanted to talk today about a shaila that I got yesterday from a woman in our community. She said she's looking for a new doctor, and somebody had suggested a doctor for her who happens to be a religious man from this neighborhood, and she was a little bit uncomfortable about the fact that she might have a male doctor, even though she is a female. And she wanted to know, leaving my sensitivities aside, is it something that would be permitted al pi halacha, or perhaps is it something that halacha would frown upon? So that's a very interesting question, and we begin with a pasuk in Sefer Vayikra. Ish ish el kol she'er besar lo sikrivu legalos erva ani Hashem. The Torah says we have to be careful not to get too close to an erva, to one of the peoples in the category of arayos. And what's strange, the Rambam writes, is why here does the Torah say don't get too close, lo sikrivu? What do you mean don't get close? It should say don't have an actual relationship with one of the arayos. Gili arayos means you're not allowed to have a physical relationship. But what does it mean to get close? So the Rambam says that we learn from here that not only does the Torah prohibit us from an actual aveira of being in an intimate relationship with one of the arayos, but also if you have a maisa sheyeshba kirva, if you do, says the Rambam, any activity which is coming close to one of the arayos. For example, chibuk v'nishuk, the Rambam says, to hug or to kiss or to touch one of the arayos is something that the Rambam says is part of this prohibition that the Torah outlines of lo sikrivu legalos erva. The Rambam writes, although I believe it is all considered part of one big iser in the Torah of lo sikrivu legalos erva, the Rambam says there will be one major distinction, and that is, obviously, if a person goes ahead and has an actual intimate relationship with one of the arayos, that's going to be punishable with kares. However, he says, if you violate something else, lo sikrivu, a person does some other activity which is getting close to one of the arayos, says the Rambam, that is obviously an issur d'oraisa, but it is not punishable with kares. That is considered to be a regular lo satzei, a regular lav. And what's important to point out here is that the same way, says the Sefer Achinuch, that a man has a prohibition against lo sikrivu on a woman, the woman has the same prohibition on a man as well. It goes in both directions. And therefore, the Sefer Achinuch writes that the Torah here is really referring to both men and women, that they both have a prohibition of not only having an intimate relationship with one of the arayos, but also, like the Rambam says, lo sikrivu. And as often is the case, the Rambam says his opinion, and the Ramban vehemently disagrees with him. And the Ramban says, how can that be? You're telling me that not only does the Torah prohibit a man and a woman who are arayos to each other to have a relationship, but you're telling me that the Torah included in that that one is not allowed to have any kirva, one is not allowed to have any touch or any other relationship outside of intimacy that is also going to be prohibited? The Ramban says that can't be. That must be only in Issur d'Rabbanan. It cannot be included in the original Issur d'Oraisa. And the truth is that the Rambam is not alone in his opinion. There are many other Rishonim who agree. Like, we mentioned the Sefer Achinuch, the Tur in Evin Ezer writes that he adopts the position of the Rambam that this is an actual Issur d'Oraisa. So one of the other Rishonim, the Radvaz, says that he finds it very troubling to accept the opinion of the Rambam. After all, he says, when the Torah says an Issur, usually the Torah says in very absolute terms, this is Usur, this is Mutter. Normally we only find the gray area, the shades, when we're talking about an Issur d'Rabbanan. So here, says the Radvaz, he has a problem. Iata Omer Kain, if you're going to tell me that the Rambam is correct, that when the Torah said, lo sikrivu legalos erva, it's an all-inclusive prohibition, says the Radvaz, lo shavkis chai lechol beria, then how are any of us going to survive? After all, usur liga babito oba achosa, I wouldn't be allowed to touch my sister or to touch my daughter, to give them a hug, to give them a kiss, says the Radvaz, that's impossible. How can you say such a thing? If the Torah meant that you're not allowed to have any kind of touch with one of the arayos, then that would mean my daughter and my sister as well. And says the Radvaz, that's an impossibility. So what does the Rambam mean? How does the Rambam explain his position? So the answer that many Achronim give is, no, that the Rambam still feels that this would be an Issur d'Oraisa. However, the Rambam qualifies it, and he says, the only time it would be a biblical prohibition to be close to one of the arayos is if it's a negiyah shalchiba, if it's a touch that is a loving and affectionate touch to a woman, however, or a woman to a man, the same, like we said before. However, the Rambam says, when we're talking about a negiyah she'ena shalchiba, where there's nothing more than just the fact that you're trying to take care of something, or a person, you know, a shake, what?
Show affection.
Right. So something like that, the Rambam would say, is not an issue at all. So therefore, for example, the Rambam writes, Kol haba ala erva min ha'arayos derech evarim. Says the Rambam, anyone who has an intimate relationship, o shechibig v'nishek, or says the Rambam, you hug or you kiss, derech taiva v'nena bekirav basar, you're doing it because you have some sort of real desire for this person. There says the Rambam, hareza lokem min ator, you have violated a biblical prohibition by doing that. And when the Rambam throws in those words, those are very important words. He says, only if you do it, derech taiva v'nene bekiruv basar. That's what the Rambam writes. It's only if you do this kind of interaction, which is derech taiva v'nene. However, if you're going to talk about a person who just wants to hug his daughter, who wants to touch his sister, something like that, obviously, most regular people don't have a taiva for their own child or a taiva for their sister. Obviously, you always have sick people out there who do. But in the normal course of events, we assume that people normally don't. Therefore, the Rambam would be of the opinion that that would not pose an issue. It would not be a problem. And based on that, the Shach writes the following. He says that we find in many cases in the Gemara, we find Shahamarayim haymechabkim umenashkim libenoseyem. The Amarayim were also normal, says the Shach, and they also had daughters, and they also had sisters, and therefore, says the Shach, what right did they have to embrace their sisters and their daughters, even though their daughters were their children? But I, lo sikrivu legalos erva, says the Shach, that he finds that this would not be an issue, because after all, the Rambam here tells us what the parameters of the prohibition are, and this would not be included. Because after all, one normally does not have a real taiva for their own child or for their own sister. So now, the Shach in Yerideya talks about the following issue, and he says, what if a woman, our case, wants to go to a male doctor, and she wants to know, is that permissible or not? Well, after all, ringing in her head is this pasuk that says, Isha, lo sikrivu legalos erva, you're not allowed to have interaction between a man and a woman. Even if it's not intimacy, the Rambam says that you're not allowed to have any touch or any interaction at all that's already an Isra d'Araisa that one would get malchus for. So how does a woman ever allow herself to go to a doctor that might be of the opposite gender? So the answer, says the Shach, is because, again, the doctor's doing his job, and the woman is not going for any sensual purposes. She's not going because she has a taiva for the doctor. I would hope that the doctor also does not have a real desire for this woman. It's just another one of his patients. So therefore, the Shach says there would not be any issue at all, and she's allowed to go to a male doctor, or he would be allowed to go to a female doctor, and there is no concern at all. Now, obviously, this is talking about a person who doesn't have hirhurim. If you're the kind of person that's going to have their mind flying all over the place and wandering in places where it shouldn't be, so then obviously this is not the profession for you. But if you're a regular person, a doctor who does his job, sees patients all the time, is not really somebody who has an issue with these problems, so we would assume that technically, al pi halacha, that would be permissible, like the Shach writes in Yerudeya, and you have nothing to be concerned about. However, the problem with all this is, you look in the Beis Yosef, in Yerudeya, and Hilchos Nida, and the Beis Yosef there writes something that seems to go against everything that we said until now. Says the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen. Trumas Hadeshen was one of the important early Achronim, and the Ramah quotes many of his psukim from the Trumas Hadeshen, who was one of the Chachmei Ashkenaz, where he says the following, what if you have an Isha Nida? What if you have a woman who is a Nida, and she's not feeling well? And her husband just so happens to be a doctor. Says the Beis Yosef, that's very convenient. Every time she's not feeling well, her husband will take care of her. Writes the Beis Yosef, Asur lemashesh la esadofek. He's not allowed to take her pulse. The husband is not allowed to take the pulse of his wife, even if she says, I'm not feeling well. You gotta go find someone else to do it. Vinira midvarav. And the Beis Yosef says it would seem that this is the case, even if it's not gonna be so easy to find another doctor. It's not gonna be so easy to find a member of Hatzalah in the neighborhood who can come over. And you are one of the only people available, and you happen to be a doctor, and you know exactly how to treat her. Says the Beis Yosef in the name of the Trumas Hadeshen, this would not be permissible, and the question is why? A husband obviously has a desire for his wife. A husband obviously has some sort of natural love for his wife. But over here, he's not doing anything that is along the lines of showing or expressing his love for her. All he's doing is, when his wife is in Nida, and she comes to him one morning and says, I don't feel well, and she says, can you take my pulse and make sure everything's okay? Writes the Beis Yosef, that wouldn't be allowed. Why would it not be allowed? What's wrong? Why shouldn't we allow such a thing? And that is the major question that one needs to ask on this Beis Yosef. It goes against the defining characteristics of what the Rambam says are the parameters of the laws of Lo Sikrivu Lo Galos Erva. And the Shach asks this question, and he says, Haminig Pashut, We have a practice all over the world, Sharofim Yisraelim Mimashmishim HaDofik Shala Isha. We know that a doctor or a member of Hatzalah, when you get a call on Hatzalah, you don't ask, well, is the patient a male or a female? It doesn't make a difference. You go and you do what you have to do. And even though sometimes it's going to be uncomfortable, but you're doing your job. You're doing what you're supposed to do. You're saving a life. So says the Shach, this is what everybody does. We don't care if it's a male or a female who's calling on the phone for help. If I know that I'm in a position to help them, I will help them. If I need to take a pulse, I'll take a pulse. Afilu Eish Asish, even if it's a married woman, of course we're going to go save them. Afal Pi Sheyesh Yerofim Acher Movde Kochavim, I have every right to say, well, there are non-Jewish doctors in the neighborhood. Go find someone else to treat you. We don't say that. Obviously, we go on the call, we do what we have to do, and therefore, says the Shach, I don't understand. Why does the Beis Yosef say in this case that if a husband happens to be a doctor, and he is summoned by his own wife to come and take her pulse, she's not allowed to have him do it? Why not? Why doesn't that fit into the same category as every other doctor, every other male, who would have the ability to do so? And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in a very important Shuva that the answer is as follows. Kivan shelibo shel adam gas beishto. He says, you're right. Although it's true when the Rambam lays out the parameters of the law of lo sikruv ulegalos erva, it's true that it would not apply between a relationship of a patient and a doctor. The doctor's doing his job, he has no interest in this woman, she has no interest in him, they do what they have to do and they all go home, v'shalom al Yisrael. However, says Rav Moshe, when you're talking about a husband to his wife, he says, in that case, it's libo gaspa. In that case, obviously the husband has a lot more of a relationship with his wife than a doctor normally has with a patient. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, yesh chashash miyuchad, there's more of a concern when a husband is going to treat his own wife, shema negia she'ena shalchiba, tehafeich lenegia shalchiba. It's very easy for that to change from one step going to another, leading to something else. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, if a husband is going to go when his wife is in nida, and she wants him to take her pulse, and she needs to be checked out, you know the way it starts. First, he's going to go and check her out. Then he's going to see she's not feeling well. He's going to give her a big kiss. Then he's going to give her a big hug. Then one thing can lead to the next, and you never know what's going to happen. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, Sarach lahachmir babi yoser, that is why the Beis Yosef was more careful when it comes to the case of a husband treating his own wife, as opposed to a normal doctor who has the right to treat his own wife. And based on this understanding, Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, we understand that when we say lo sikruv ulegalos erva, that means only, like the Rambam says, when it's a negia shel chiba, when it's something that in its very nature has a kind of, it's shel chiba, it's something that's out of lust, it's something that's out of a relationship that they have. However, says Rav Moshe, and sometimes if you read the tshuvas of Rav Moshe, it's interesting because he tries sometimes to transliterate English words into Hebrew, and sometimes you have to work hard to really try to figure out what does he mean. And you think he's writing a Hebrew word, and really it's an English word. So here's one of those examples. He writes, Akapanam Ladina, Binashim Acheros Afbe Eshashish Venidos, Leka Yisr Shalobadarach Taiva, no problem at all. V'lachain. Therefore, as an extension of this, writes Rav Moshe, Lo Shayach Lachosh Milacho Milalechas Bisabway Ubibus. He writes that in Hebrew. I couldn't figure out what he meant. But Rav Moshe says, there's no problem to go on a crowded subway. You're going in rush hour, and you know that inevitably you're going to touch a woman that's standing next to you, sitting next to you. It's impossible not to. You're going in a rush hour. There's tons of people on the train, tons of people on the bus. He says, how else am I going to get to work? What am I going to do? You expect a person to go drive to work, drive to the city, way inconvenience themselves just because there's a concern that maybe they're going to touch somebody who's standing next to them from the opposite gender. And again, this goes in both directions. Says Rav Moshe, obviously it's not a problem. Why? Because he says most normal, healthy people, when they happen to be sitting on a train or standing on a crowded subway and someone from the opposite gender happens to touch them, you don't get all excited about that. And therefore, says Rav Moshe, that would fall under the category of negia she'ena shalchiba. And therefore, Rav Moshe writes, there would be no concern at all for a person to take the subway or the train or the bus to work, even though they know that inevitably something might happen that they probably should not be doing. But Rav Moshe says, in essence, we would assume that this is considered a negia she'ena shalchiba, and there is nothing to be concerned about. However, it's important to point out that although the Rambam writes that this would not be defined as a negia, this would not be defined as a problem of lo sikruv ulegalos erva, don't think that that gives us a blanket heter to be callous about this issue. The Achronim do say, and it's very prominent Achronim, the Stechemed quotes this from many great Achronim, and the Pischei Tshuvos on the bottom of Shulchan Aruch writes this as well, that even though Negiah She'en Shalchiba, the Rambam says, is not really part of the actual Issa D'Araisa, he says there is potentially still an Issa D'Rabbanan, and therefore one should be careful, if possible, not to be involved in that either. But Like Rav Moshe says, if you have a shas adchak, like a person needs to get to work, which is a shas adchak. We don't expect people to inconvenience themselves to go into work 2 hours later when they know the train is empty. We would assume that that would not pose an issue, that would not be a violation, because we would say that that's considered certainly a negiyah, she'ena shel chibur.